5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Friday, January 9th on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan talks about fisheries, Venezuela, and the Alaska LNG project in an interview with KDLL. But first, two Soldotna-based Alaska state troopers pleaded not guilty in federal court in Anchorage yesterday to one count each of violating a Kenai man's civil rights. A federal grand jury indicted 43-year-old Jason Woodruff and 50-year-old Joseph Miller last month over their alleged conduct during a violent 2024 arrest in Kenai. It was a case of mistaken identity, and the federal indictment says Woodruff and Miller deprived a person of their right to be free from unreasonable seizures and use of unreasonable force by law enforcement. The federal government says Miller tased, hit, and kicked the man without legal justification, causing him bodily injury, and that Woodruff unreasonably used his police dog to bite the man, even though the man did not pose a threat. Woodruff and Miller face separate criminal charges in state court. State prosecutors say body-worn cameras captured the incident. Charging documents say the two troopers later learned they'd arrested the wrong person, who was a relative of another man wanted for failing to appear for a 10-day jail sentence. One day after entering not guilty pleas in the federal case, a state judge agreed to bump back the troopers' pending state trial, which had previously been scheduled for early February. Lawyers for Woodruff and Miller argued in state court Friday the trial should be delayed. Matthew Widmer represents Miller in both cases. He says they need time to square discrepancies between state and federal evidence before proceeding.
There are very possible pitfalls here where a defense to the allegations in one case could fundamentally destroy his ability to successfully combat another because of information we don't have.
But Assistant Attorney General Daniel Shorey says the victim's position is that, quote, justice delayed is justice denied. This May will mark 2 years since the initial Kenai arrest. Here's Shorey relaying the position of the victim's attorney, Daryl Thompson.
Quote, I also don't think there should be delay due to competing prosecutions as there is no jeopardy associated with parallel proceedings between federal and state court.
Superior Court Judge Thomas Matthews agreed in part with both sides. Just as the victim in the case is entitled to his day in court, Matthews says the two defendants are entitled to due process under the law.
Justice needs to be provided for all concerned and a complete record and a complete opportunity for everyone to have full and fair disclosure of information about what people are going to say or have said, and the information that's out there is critical. Defendants are entitled to due process. The state is entitled to due process.
Miller and Woodruff are next scheduled to appear in state court February 11th in Kenai. Their next appearance in federal court is set for February 23rd in Anchorage. Neither Miller nor Woodruff were arrested in either case. Both were put on administrative leave after the Alaska Department of Public Safety learned of the incident during a routine use of force review. Miller is no longer employed by the state, and the police dog, K-9 Olex, was released from the department. Woodruff is still employed by the state, but is on administrative leave. And finally, Republican U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is promoting new legislation that he says will study and hopefully reduce bycatch in Alaska fisheries. He spoke with KDLL about the bill during a wide-ranging interview that also covered the Alaska Gas Line Project and U.S. intervention in Venezuela. Sullivan is sponsoring the Bycatch Reduction and Research Act with the rest of Alaska's Republican congressional delegation. He says they have a shared goal of restoring salmon runs statewide.
We have a pretty giant variability in salmon runs. Some have done really well and continue to do well. Bristol Bay sockeye, for example. By the way, the Kenai River had a very strong sockeye run this year. But some of the big rivers and runs for kings and chums have been really challenged.
If passed, the bill would tackle the issue of bycatch from multiple directions. Among other things, it would create a satellite tagging research initiative to track salmon in marine environments, That's on top of a new grant program to support genetic sampling of Alaska salmon caught in federal commercial fisheries. And it'd fund the construction of a tank to test fishing gear aimed at mitigating bycatch. Sullivan says those efforts would build on the Alaska Salmon Research Task Force Act, which passed in 2022. That bill was also sponsored by Sullivan and Senator Lisa Murkowski, and made some of the recommendations addressed by the new bill. But fish aren't the only natural resource Sullivan is actively monitoring. He's long championed the $44 billion Alaska Gas Line project to tap into a natural gas reserve on the North Slope. Last year, Sullivan said he was shopping the project around the Pentagon for potential investment by the U.S. Department of Defense, which he says could use natural gas for infrastructure projects.
We are looking at this big move now to start having federal data centers located on military bases throughout the country. Well, my team and I have been starting to work with DOD on that concept too. That's a great idea that the administration is pursuing. Data centers for our military on military bases, well, Guest would be a great place to do that. It would be in Alaska.
Glenn Farn, the private company managing the project, hasn't yet decided whether it will actually move forward with development. That decision is expected in the near future. Since taking over last year, Glenn Farn's picked up a handful of non-binding agreements from companies around the world that have expressed interest in buying natural gas from the project if it's built. Some remain skeptical of the project's hefty price tag, which has previously stalled progress. Sullivan says he remains enthusiastic despite so-called naysayers, and that he sees the pipeline as an alternative to importing natural gas. Some Alaska utilities plan to import natural gas to meet their energy needs. But Sullivan says short-term imports should not come at the expense of a natural gas pipeline.
Where I have expressed concern with everybody is that if you get to that point, what you don't want to do is lose momentum. And people say, hey, well, we've kind of solved our South Central energy problem with this Mexican gas. Let's just take our foot off the pedal and don't worry about the big gas line anymore. I think that would be a huge mistake.
Sullivan's comments came less than a week after President Donald Trump announced his plans to have the United States run Venezuela, following the American military capture and arrest of Nicolas Maduro, the country's president. The Trump administration has been seizing Venezuela's oil tankers and says it will control how Venezuela's oil is distributed globally. After Maduro's arrest, Sullivan took to social media to praise the operation's success. On Tuesday, he said he'd been part of a top-secret briefing with Trump officials who outlined a three-phase plan for the United States' quote, next steps in the country. Stabilization, economic recovery, and transition to free and fair elections.
They don't want chaos. They don't want an economic collapse. They don't want mass migration, which is why, and I think that's smart, which is why they are taking the approach they have.
Sullivan says he does not expect the United States' intervention in Venezuelan oil markets to impact markets in Alaska.
Capital investment likes stability. There is not political stability in Venezuela, and I don't anticipate it being a politically stable place anytime soon. So the idea that there's going to be a huge flush of capital investment there that's going to create very significant increases in production after the socialists, Maduro and Chavez, essentially ruined their industry, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And I think the impact on Alaska is going to be minimal.
On Thursday, Sullivan opposed advancing a U.S. Senate resolution limiting Trump's ability to continue military attacks on Venezuela without congressional approval. Murkowski was one of five Republicans who crossed the aisle to move the resolution forward. Listen to KDLL's full interview with Senator Dan Sullivan on our website at kdll.org. And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great and warm weekend.